T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It is 7:31. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Thursday, December 7th. Spirit AeroSystems making a major announcement yesterday, saying it will be adding 1,000 new jobs and $1 billion in capital investments during the next 5 years. Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell telling KSN News it's about more than just the jobs.
It's not just 1,000 jobs. 1,000 jobs is all Spirit gets credit for. But we can guarantee you historically it's about a 3-to-1 multiplier. They don't get credit for that multiplier, but we know it's going to happen.
The project, the culmination of an economic development deal involving city, county, and state officials. Now let's take a look at that weather forecast. Turn a cold Thursday morning. Meteorologist Dan Holliday will fill us in. Dan?
Good morning. Some of the coldest air so far this season has moved into south-central Kansas. That's giving us a chilly start to the day, then sunny and breezy this afternoon. Our temperature in the upper 20s by lunchtime, 34 this afternoon. Clear and 20 tonight. Tomorrow's high 48. And good news by the end of the weekend. Sunday we could be in the low 60s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Right now in Wichita, we have a clear sky, 18 degrees with a wind chill at 7.
Thousands of acres have been destroyed by several fast-moving wildfires in the Los Angeles and Ventura counties areas in California. Firefighters think things may get even worse today as winds in the region may hit up to 80 miles an hour and fan those flames. Fox's Jonathan Hunt has more.
One of the most dangerous today was in the famous and wealthy enclave of Bel Air, right along the side of the 405 freeway, one of the busiest in L.A. The Bel Air area, home to many multi-million dollar mansions. 4 homes, we are told, were destroyed in that fire. Flames are still burning, although the L.A. Fire Department believes they do have a pretty good hold on that fire right now. But fire departments across Southern California are on very, very high alert and will remain so for the next 24 to 36 hours.
Over 150,000 people have been evacuated, over 200 buildings destroyed, and schools in the region are closed because smoke has made air quality so bad.
A gun locker installed at the Sedgwick County Courthouse at the cost of $73,000 is being questioned because of low usage.
County Commissioner Dave Unruh raised the question at this week's staff meeting. Unruh voted against the gun locker when it was approved in March. The Wichita Eagle reports the locker has been used 62 times the last 6 months, primarily by a pair of lawyers who check their weapons when they go to court. Unruh says the locker is unnecessary and a waste of money. Commissioner Jim Howell said the gun locker is a matter of principle because, quote, people have a right to protect themselves. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Sam Brownback remains the governor of Kansas while he awaits U.S. Senate confirmation to take an ambassador post of the administration of President Trump.
But he has allowed fellow Republican Lieutenant Governor Jeff Collier to make major decisions for the administration, leading to an awkward situation in running the state. Collier is now overseeing the drafting of budget proposals that will be submitted to lawmakers in January. Brownback has even delegated 2 cabinet appointments to his successor. Collier was headlining a significant announcement Wednesday in Wichita involving aircraft manufacturer Spirit AeroSystems while Brownback was lighting the State House Christmas tree. Some legislators said they don't know which one of them to approach about important issues. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
The travel ban back in court before a federal appeals panel. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports that the U.S. Supreme Court allowed the latest version of the travel ban to take effect pending an appeal. that appeal in Hawaii.
Ninth Circuit Court justices first questioned an attorney for the Trump administration, Hashim Mupan. He argued that several agencies have already reviewed the eight countries listed in the latest ban.
When certain countries are engaging in practices that are harmful to the government, it is well within the president's authority to determine that allowing the nationals of those countries to enter would be detrimental to the national interest.
But attorney Neil Katyal, representing Hawaii, said, wait, the Ninth Circuit already told the Trump administration to prove that, and they didn't.
You've got to make a finding that the individualized vetting process isn't working. And in the teeth of that, what did they come back with? Zero.
The justices said they would rule as soon as practical. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Scientists have discovered a massive black hole almost dating back to the dawn of creation. Fox's Kathleen Maloney reports.
Astronomers say this is the farthest black hole ever found, and it's huge, nearly a billion times more massive than the sun. In the journal Nature, it's described as being located in a super bright quasar dating back to 690 million years after the Big Bang. They say it provides a unique picture of the universe in its infancy, when it was just 5% of its current age. The astronomers compare it to seeing photos of a 50-year-old man when he was just a toddler. Scientists hope this black hole will help them understand what conditions were like when the universe was very young. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
This latest health news will have you feeling a little extra cheesy.
Steve Urkel liked it. Some people think the moon is made of green cheese. And now a recent study in the European Journal of Nutrition says eating cheese every day might actually be good for you. Researchers from the Netherlands and China collected data from multiple studies that tracked participants for over a decade. And those who ate a little bit a day were less likely to develop heart disease or suffer strokes than those who rarely or never ate it. Noting cheese does have beneficial ingredients like calcium and probiotics, experts warn that you can't eat enormous amounts due to saturated fats. The folks who benefited ate about a matchbook-sized amount a day. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
Proof again that dogs and cats don't always get along. This story from the streets of New York City along Broadway.
It happened during a Broadway production of Cats, a service dog getting away from its owner and running after one of the actresses, Mackenzie Warren, playing a cat character. Fortunately, an usher grabbed the wayward canine before it could do any harm, returning it to its owner, who we are told was mortified. The performance continuing because, of course, the show must go on. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
It's 7:38 with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Thanks for being with us here on this Thursday morning. Police in New Jersey say a woman was drunk when she was driving with a mass transit sign sticking out the roof of her car. She was pulled over, 52-year-old woman. Police noticed something not normal. The woman had a New Jersey transit sign protruding through her sunroof. The woman says she didn't even know the sign was there.
Okay.
Apparently, the sign got stuck in the vehicle when she was in Secaucus before she was pulled over, so she says. The woman has been charged with drunk driving and careless driving.
You think?
Maybe.
Another lady was arriving at Long Island Court. She was answering marijuana possession charges, and she was smoking pot when she parked her vehicle in the local police chief's parking spot. That's almost as bad as having a sign. Newsday reports that the 26-year-old woman had been ticketed in May for unlawful possession of marijuana. Police say she was arriving for her court appearance when she cut off an unmarked police car. That's what, four strikes there? In the parking lot while talking on her cell phone. They say that she finally pulled into the parking spot, which is clearly marked as reserved for the village's police chief, Bill Ricca. He says when the officers asked the woman to roll down her window, the pot smoke billowed out. So they issued her another ticket for unlawful possession.
Right out of a Cheech and Chong movie.
Isn't it, though? I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Come on.
Well, somebody did.
Boy. Dubai is offering thrill seekers a new way to see its dazzling skyscrapers. One of the world's longest zip lines.
Zip line.
A 558-foot zip line opening this week in Dubai's Marina neighborhood. If you're brave enough, you can whiz past some of the tallest skyscrapers up to 50 miles an hour.
Oh, that sounds like fun you can't buy, and yet it's for sale.
A similar one opened a couple of years ago near the world's tallest skyscraper in Dubai. This new zip line is double the length, and couples can actually do it. They can experience the thrill together with two zip lines running adjacent to one another. It starts at one of the top of the Marina's towers and then lands down on the ground near the mall.
I think I'll just watch the video.
You're just going to settle for that?
Yeah, I'm a ground Yikes. Guy.
Yeah, in some ways, I think I am too. I think you're right.
I don't even change light bulbs anymore.
Get vertigo?
Well, I don't know about vertigo, but I sure do like being on the ground.
Why not? Santa is helping deliver a national atheist group's message promoting its upcoming convention in Oklahoma City. The American Atheists Organization says advertising with Christmas imagery on billboards is in the buckle of the Bible Belt and will reach atheists whose voices may be muted in the conservative state. One billboard features an image of Santa flying his sleigh over the Oklahoma City skyline, saying, just like Santa Claus, the atheists are coming to town.
Okay.
Another sign in Albuquerque and Dallas features a nativity scene that says, just skip church, it's all fake news.
Yeah.
A pastor in Albuquerque calls the billboard near his church offensive to Christians, but American atheists say that the billboards are meant to encourage dialogue.
Well, it's done that, if nothing else.
I guess mission accomplished, if even in that respect. It is 7:41 with Steve and Ted. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
19 degrees.
Yeah. We'll tell you about some odd creatures coming up. What that might portend.
Didn't we just talk about that?
I think we did, but this is a different story.
Oh,
KNSS
okay.
News time is 7:41.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.